This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hello. What's news?
Well, Blues. You know what's news Blues. Is a brand new publicationship that we've been having our eye on the last few days because of some rumors. But now we have photographic evidence that these two at least are in the same orbit.
Ooh, it's like Bigfoot sightings.
Big time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bigfoot sighting. Sorry, technical difficulty.
But you're back now. Would you like to introduce everybody to the new publationship?
We have a brand new publationship. In fact, this could be the publationship that finally dethrones Bennifer as the POS, that is Publationship of the Summer. Mm-hmm. It's clear they're trying to make this a thing. It's clear it's going to be a thing. I tried to hope against hope that it went away and just died like all the other celebrity rumors that never amount to much. However, we now have two official sources with exclusive in the tabloids talking about Shest or Wake.
Should we vote really quick before we go further?
Vote? Yes.
So this would be Kanye West and Irina Shayk.
Democracy of Team Cobra.
I would like to place my vote with Shest.
Shest. Or Wake.
Your thoughts?
I don't care.
Holly?
Shest Wake.
Shwestake. I would like to vote also for Shwest. Shwest fully.
Shest.
Oh, Shest?
Not Shwest. Don't. You can't have all of it.
Oh.
You can only have part of it.
Okay.
But fine. If you can only have part, Shest is a pretty good part.
That's
so,
it.
Okay. Shesta, okay, so you're not fully Shest clean unless is. You're Shest fully clean.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You're not full of lies unless you're Shest full of lies. Please trademark that experience because we have a People exclusive that Kanye West and Irina Shayk, are seeing each other. Quote, there's interest from both sides. Wow, that sounds so sexy and romantic.
Wow.
There is interest from both sides.
Hey, are you into sources. Me? Well, there's interest.
A source tells People she seems smitten. He invited her to France, and she said, okay. So, apparently, Kanye has a new flame. Let me give you a little bit of the source from People. And then we can decide who's saying what and where and how and who. But when People's talking and People's saying exclusive, you can probably bet the bank that somebody attached to some of these people want you to know these words.
They basically wrote the story.
The words are lies. Okay. Mm-hmm. They have known each other. Well, I don't know if it's all lies, but we'll figure it out. They have known each other for years. He started pursuing her a few weeks back. Kanye is a persuasive guy. And they stayed 3 nights at the Villa Lacoste. Ooh. Do you want to look that up and see if it's a place we want to go?
Yeah.
He hung out with her in NYC before they celebrated his birthday in France. She seems smitten. He invited her to France.
Okay, can we talk about something very quickly?
Oh, we're going to this place.
Yeah, we definitely are going to this place. Yeah. That's number one. Number two, celebrities are ever going to be just like us. Because a normal first date for a normal person is like Applebee's.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I go to France on first dates all the time.
They went on their first date in France at the Lacoste, Villa Lacoste. No.
They are not officially dating, but there is an interest from both sides. I love that they're like, okay, Kanye, how do you feel about this? Well, there is some interest. I'm not dating her yet, but there is some interest. Okay, Irina, well, how are you feeling? There is some interest, but it's not official. Like, who? This just sounds so, like, you can't even write the stuff, right? Okay, so that's people. Put a pin in that. Now we have also Tims.
T to the M to the Z.
Kanye West rebounds with arena shake. B-Day rendezvous in France. So, really, this is just the same thing. Although, you should remember that Kanye West has a special relationship with TMZ. Because it was TMZ where Kanye showed up one day and dropped some
stuff.
Interesting stuff.
Stuff that we shan't revisit.
Oh, that's right.
So they do the thing. They're like, yeah, the news. They were together for his 44th birthday in France. They were smiling. I'm sorry, I get emotional. Seen strolling around the grounds of a luxury Boitiqua hotel.
I think it is pronounced Boitiqua.
Boitiqua? I don't know. I don't get to go to these things.
No.
With some friends, but also by themselves.
Wait, what?
So they were on the grounds of a luxury boutique hotel with some friends, but also by themselves. Looking very much like a couple. Although, TMZ can confirm that they are 100% romantically together. I love TMZ because TMZ is a dude. Whoever wrote this is a dude.
Right.
I'm convinced. Listen to these words.
Okay.
TMZ has confirmed they are 100% romantically together, but our sources say it's unclear how serious they are at this point. In other words, yeah, they're banging. Definitely FWB status at the very least.
Oh my God. I'm embarrassed for them.
Yeah. They're
banging.
They're banging.
Yeah, they're banging.
Okay. So what are we to make of this?
Well, first of all, did we ever assume that they weren't banging at this hotel in France? I'm just saying, I'm looking at this hotel and like,
that's a hotel where you bang.
It's a bangable hotel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't go there to just like see the sights. This is like
what? So it's just ugly
pool
and shady? I mean, that's where I always go to bang.
No, it's like,
and I'm not
private,
wasting money on
it's romantic
surroundings when you're focused on.
You just need a single fluorescent light up above your head.
Yeah, just flickering away.
What I think you're saying is it's very romantic.
It is romantic. There's like private pools with the villas. I mean, it's gorgeous. It's not a place you take a just friend.
Okay, can we just talk about the obvious?
What's so obvious?
It's so obvious. What? This is all just a publationship.
Let's talk about some timing issues, okay? There's a few things going on. What did Holly just announce in the Dirt Alert update? Today is the grand finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
That's right.
Yeah, what did Holly announce yesterday?
That Kanye West is doing stuff.
His Yeezy line?
Thank you.
With the Gap.
Yeah.
Sold
so
out.
Like, there's plenty of reasons for him to try to, A, eclipse the Kardashians.
Totally
and B,
eclipse of the Heart Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah. And B, push his own agenda. Right?
Yeah. Like, it's just so, you guys, it's
you
so
guys,
obvious.
We're
who,
telling
okay,
you.
Do the math. Let's do the math. Beep, boop, bop, boop, beep. Get your pencils out. Get a pad of paper. Mm-hmm. Holly, I think you can do this better recall than I certainly can. Colleen, feel free to add to this. Who has Arena Shake been connected to in the past? Thank you. Or I shouldn't say thank you till you do it, but who was Arena Shake?
Holly definitely has this because she just was going through this. But we know Bradley Cooper. That's the most recent one that we all know.
Yep. Irina Shayk was also in a long-term relationship with soccer/football superstar Cristiano Ronaldo.
So what you're saying is, and the list goes on, I'm sure. But
actually, not really. She is kind of a long-termer.
Vito Schnabel.
Oh, Vito Schnabel. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Like, this
bless
is a woman.
You.
I am not Gazoon saying
tight
that they are not, in TMZ's very refined words, banging.
No, you don't put the G on the end when
banging.
You're banging.
Banging.
And apostrophe.
Banging. They're just banging.
Also, the 90s called and wants its sex terms back. I don't think the kids are saying banging.
Are they knocking boots?
You're knocking boots. That's the real 90s.
Bumping
style.
Uglies?
Bumping uglies.
Having relations?
Making whoopee.
Okay, now we're in the 70s.
The 1870s. Okay, so here's the thing. I don't know what's really going on between these two, but anytime two high-profile celebrities like this want you to think that they are in a romantic relationship, it is because of lies, and there's probably some money floating around. These two are clearly beginning a publationship. This is not, I mean, Are you kidding? Well, and you can totally see that that Kanye West, when he scans the room, is going to pick Irina Shayk. Has to pick Irina Shayk. Right. Why?
Because she's a model.
Well, because she's a model, I think.
And she's not bigger than he is.
Yeah, I guess I hadn't thought of that. And she is connected to very powerful other people and has been, which give, like, Kanye likes status.
Yes.
Right? Like, yeah, we've known this. Like, he thought Kim was the most beautiful woman in all the world. And arguably, at the moment they got together, Kim was, like, in this very, you know, prominent place in celebrity, you know, pop culture. Yep. Irina Shayk also travels in that area. Now, I don't know that it's quite like a Kim Kardashian, but it makes total sense that he would. I mean, I'm not acting like they didn't just have a natural spark on the beach.
Well, they are banging. They are banging.
They are banging. But, like, you would think that he would engage himself with a woman that has at least enough, you know, status to appeal to his status conscious brain.
And there's also, like, a plausible story, right? Because she did work together with him on a video in the past. They've known each other. It's not like she's coming out of left field and they have to manufacture a story about how they met each other. There's a plausible storyline, so it's already, like, prepackaged. And I'm gonna say it, she's a professional, meaning she's a pro at being in publicationships.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because there's a word people often use in this regard, and maybe you should say it.
Does it rhyme with schmeared?
Yes, in fact, that is the very
beard?
Word.
Beard, is that the word?
Beard.
Yeah. That... beard.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. Now, look, it's not me saying that.
No, I didn't say it either. I just
coughed. I'm going to spread rumors that I have no allegations to back up. Mm-hmm. I would never do that on this show. I am a journalist.
You're not. We're just telling you things that we've heard from people who know things.
Yeah, like, I mean, to just be clear, there are blind items that have suggested for years that she is connected with other high-profile celebrities or powerful people in a, you know, contractual arrangement, which, again, if you think that is preposterous, I would encourage you to read history, because this kind of a relationship has
existed.
Start
anywhere.
Start anywhere.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm pretty sure.
Put a pin. Yeah, you know, dart.
Somebody in the Old Testament was, you know, I'll hang out with you because you scratch your back, I'll scratch mine.
That's actually true.
It's actually the other way around. But
yeah, that's true. So just everybody get ready for the other publicationship of summer, POS.
I am kind of happy, though, and I'm grateful for them. So thank you guys for showing up, because I will say that the Bennifer 2.0 was getting kind of tired.
Oh, big time.
So we need something to, like, get all up in it.
Well, and I really want to see, like, the, you know, the MMA smackdown between the two publicationships. Like, get them in the ring together and see what happens.
Also, think about what's coming, because, again, what do we know about publicationships? They have many tentacles. Mm-hmm. They are like a, what is that, mythical beast with all the tentacles?
Yeah, that.
The octopus
one. I know what you're talking about. What's it called? With the dragon heads? Like,
I don't think it has dragon heads, but sure.
Okay.
The one that's, like, under the sea and it eats pirate ships and stuff.
Oh, I don't know which one you're talking
about. Anyway, moral of the story is, we know that publicationships often have tentacles.
Chuflu?
Cthulhu.
Cthulhu. That's it.
Yeah. Chuflu.
Chuflu.
It's got a Chuflu.
H.P. Lovecraft, that thing.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. And publationships have tentacles, which means that the people that they were once involved with suddenly get elevated to a level of publicity or visibility.
Well, yeah.
And so that means Kim Kardashian's going to start showing up with some sexy men.
Right. Her move now.
For powerful men or whatever.
Because it's going to happen. I'm telling you, I think it's a matter of days before we either hear something about Van Jones or somebody else.
And Kris Jenner's like, thank you.
Yes, excellent. Thank you, Kanye. Your check is in the mail. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Elizabeth Reese is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert on My Talk 107.1.